Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Committee on the 11th of October 2021. We'll start off with PL 05821 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
I've had apologies from both Councillor Wilson and Councillor Hart, and they sent in the acceptable reasons.
Can I have someone to propose that they're acceptable? Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Cowley. PL 5921 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensation if necessary. None received.
No.
Anyone wish to declare anything now? No? Good. PL 6021 to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting on the 13th of September. Did you receive any corrections or comments? Does anyone have anything now? Okay, can I have someone to propose that they are true and accurate? Councillor Barnes, seconded by Councillor Clark. Those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. PL 6121 to report back on those minutes.
Thank you. PL 5321C, I've contacted Stonebond Properties and they've given an outline now of the work that they plan to do. Remedial works to the corners of the access road to their development, and also they're going to let us know when the entrance to Little Hands car park is going to be re-tarmacked. That's it.
Lovely, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, PL 6221 is the public participation, but we have no members of the public present. We'll move on to PL 6321, decision notices. I don't believe any have been received since the last meeting. PL 6421, correspondence. Item A is to note correspondence with regard to the submission of Gambengay's neighbourhood plan. They have submitted one now, and it is duly noted. Item B is to receive an update with regard to the transfer of the strategic greenbelt at Kingley Grove New Road.
So Hopkins Oaks have been really keen to progress this because they believe that the 12 months expires in October. So I've arranged for a further inspection of the strategic green buffer this Wednesday actually, and then if the area, well, then it will be up to for councillors whether it gets progressed now.
They were doing a lot of mowing and work on there today.
Yeah.
Councillor Clark.
Have we had the official quote from Arts and Cams yet about taking over this and how much they want to charge?
Yeah.
That seems that there's going to be a sticking point because the 37,000 was clearly never going to be enough. Have we got an alternative figure?
We do have a quote, but Hopkins have asked for the quote to be broken down. It's significantly higher than Hopkins. I think it was in the region of £7,000 a year, so it's about double.
That's what.
But they want it broken down so they can see which elements, how much they're charging for each element.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. So item C is to receive an update with regard to Project Birchwood. You'll have a report in your agenda back.
I will bring it up onto the screen, I beg your pardon.
It has some very pretty pictures, and this is how you're supposed to run a building site, a construction site.
I haven't got the email from this afternoon, so I have not otherwise seen it.
Yes, the report is duly received. Yes, they're doing quite a lot of nice things. They're paying for resurfacing work around the front and back of the hub. I'm reliably informed that the neighbour event, meeting and tour of the site with the residents of Mount Lane, went well. They have already delivered, as maintenance committee is well aware, the chalk for the River Mill Restoration Group. I don't know what they've done with Village College student engagement or the station access safety works.
I haven't got any other details.
I have seen lots of signage out on the road though.
Saying
SDC do not come this way. It's wonderful.
I'd seen that over the last couple of weeks and was curious as to why it suddenly appeared, but this answers our question.
So I think they're doing a splendid job.
Yeah, absolutely.
The agenda suggests we need to receive this report.
Yes, please.
Can I have someone to propose that we receive it, please? Councillor Cowley, secondly Councillor Barnes, those in favour, and that is unanimous. Thank you very much. Item D is to discuss and consider vehicular access across the open space on Greengage Cart Rise. Councillors will recall that this is the bit of land that we are in the process of taking ownership of. It seems that one of the residents around that area has given themselves an access gate for a vehicle to drive across the ground. Councillor Barnes.
Do we know how long that gate has been there or how often the residents have been using it in that way?
I don't.
Because if they might have been doing it for years and we just haven't really clocked it.
Yeah, I don't know, is the honest truth.
Okay.
Yeah. This land is not yet ours. It will become so, and it's going to be designated as a play area. Do we want to have vehicles crossing?
I don't think so.
No, I don't either. Councillor Clark.
On the basis that we are going to designate this as a play area, it is likely that we will be putting some small bits of play equipment in there as well, won't we, as well as leaving this football?
I think it was just primarily going to be left as...
We're just going to leave it as grass.
Just a grass area.
So maybe we could strategically put in a couple of picnic tables, just nicely sited, etc, etc, if someone wants to be awkward.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Barnes?
I think we need to engage with in a friendly way with the residents and find out what their habits are and what they've been used to doing and how is it, what the best way forward is to do this amicably, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I can imagine somebody who's used their access to their property this way for years would be quite cross-suddenly to have it taken away, even though in my opinion, I think it's the right thing to do, because if it's a play area and it hasn't been designated as such before, then it's changed. So, it's an important point, but at the same time...
The ownership of it will have changed as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. Councillor Clark.
The last time I was over there with District Councillor Hales, I do not recall seeing a gated area on that play area. I'm trying to back my mind up a bit here, but I don't believe there was a gated area there.
If it was closed, would you notice it in the ground?
Yeah, but if you look at it, it's sort of open slatted.
Yeah, but I don't know whether you
can
spot it particularly, would you?
I think one of us would have noticed that there was someone driving across there.
No,
but using it as an access way, that there was actually gates at the back like that. I don't recall seeing that type of fencing there.
Is it the only one? That's the other thing. That's the only vehicle that's been...
I believe so.
Okay. And who spotted it? Is it a resident that spotted it? So that suggests that maybe it's something new.
Yeah.
Because if it had been happening a lot,
I think I understand what Councillor Cowley was saying, but I think maybe we need to...
For the record and for the audio recording, Councillor Clark, I have not yet said anything on record. So you are referring to conversations that we had before the audio recording started.
I think maybe we need to put signs up to say that this is not a public access route. Once we've had the...
Do we need to put a sign up prior to that point to say what is going to happen?
We have sent a letter around to all residents to say that we are taking ownership and it will be designated by area.
Oh, okay.
We wrote before the decision to say that the intention was...
Have we written again? I thought we'd written again to say...
Well, maybe it needs to be very clear that we are definitely taking it over. It will be a barrier and we are not going to allow vehicle access. And make that clear at this point, to allow people to plan, maybe.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Rather than just kind of suddenly closing it off with no, as far as the residents are concerned, no notice.
I'm going to have a look with the District Councillor Hales, because he's been up here quite a lot, and I've been up here, and I really don't think that's been around very long. Mm-hmm. Probably a better take on it.
Okay. So... we come to any conclusion on that, then we want to, it needs to be designated as a play area. If we haven't rewritten to the residents to inform them that, that we are taking over, we should probably do that to all residents again. Do we know what the timeline is?
No, and I've chased Taylor Wimpy because nothing was happening and the person who was originally dealing with it has left. So they are going to progress it and contact. They know who our solicitors are, so it's just a case of Taylor Wimpy sending some information across to our solicitors.
Okay. I wonder if we're waiting until we've got a timeline. And then write to them and say it should be complete on this date, at which point it would be officially designated a play area.
Mm-hmm. The more definite we can be on things, the better, I think, and clear.
Yeah.
People understand what's going on then, don't they?
Yeah. So, for the moment, hold off. Yeah. When we get a date, the clerk can write to all residents again.
Yeah.
To inform them of the timelines and our intent to designate it a play area so no vehicle access. Okay, so I should propose that. Councillor Clark seconding. All those in favour? That's unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay, PL 6521 to note the following applications for tree block. So we have a 31 Station Road, a cedar to be reduced and chopped back to reduce the end weight that's hanging over the outbuilding roof. These have all been gone through, haven't they?
Yeah, well, we've raised no queries on them.
Yeah. 38 High Street, item B this is. A U is to be reduced by 2.5 metres and can be reshaped to create a smaller tree to allow more light. It's becoming rather dark. And the item C, the third tree, is at 2 Lordship Drive. Again, this is to pollard down to 3 metres just above where the bird box is because the trees are encroaching onto the property of causing shading. Unsurprisingly, trees need pruning from time to time. That's all the easy stuff. Item PL6621 on planning applications. Item A is submission of details required by condition 16, i.e. a travel plan, for the planning permission on the science park. Comments?
Seems quite reasonable.
I think it looks very well written,
yes.
Very comprehensive, which is what we're coming to expect from these guys.
Yeah.
Okay, support, no comment then?
Yep.
Okay, proposed Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Clark. Those in favour, thank you, unanimous.
Thank you.
Item B is rear extension and loft conversion with dormer windows at 36 Dolphin Lane. Thoughts and comments? Councillor Clark.
Bearing in mind the location of the property and the size of the plot, I think this is way, way over the top. It's not in keeping with other properties around it. It's going to remove a large percentage of the garden, so any future residents would have very little garden space. It's going to leave very little space for children to play, hence I believe that was why there was an attempt earlier to take some, grab some land.
It was
to the size of the house.
That was the comment from the residents.
Yeah. I think this is going to be overbearing on the corner. I don't think it would be in keeping with the area, and I think it's going to take too much land up. I just don't think it's appropriate.
Is it something, do you think that it would be, could be reduced in scope, or do you think the whole thing is just...
Well, what they've done, the way they've hit at this, it's almost a 50% increase in the size of it. It's a ridiculous amount, large amount,
yeah,
in size to the house.
I get that, but I just don't...
The extension is approximately the same size as the existing house.
Yeah, I get that. But I wonder whether, so we would be... I agree with that. I was just thinking whether if a reduced plan was
It's not like, in my view, putting a conservatory on the back. This is just building another house on the back,
yeah,
effectively. And I think it reduces the amount of available land within the garden perimeter for children to play and do whatever children want to do. And it's just basically removing it for any future residents. I look at it, I walked around there again today when I was... It's just a massive area.
It is huge, isn't it?
And I don't think it's in keeping with the area either. And I think, maybe I'm being a bit cruel here, but I think if they're going to have builders in doing that amount of work, where the hell are they going to park their vehicles? Because that is going to be an absolute nightmare to manage. And you can bet your bottom dog that there's going to be access coming through up the slope, up the piece of grass on the side, the whole fence will be down. You know, it's going to get very, very difficult to manage them. When you look at the next property and the property on the other side, they're just not in keeping at all. And how the builders would work, the small amount of access that they've got to do the work they need to do, I'm pretty sure there's going to be damage to the green belt on the other side.
There's no comments from neighbours being submitted.
This stage.
Indeed.
I don't know how many people
would. I would object to that. If I was living next door, somebody squeezed essentially out of the house.
In the back garden.
Or most of the way up to the property line. I I don't think there's much by way of overlooking.
Well, they're going to have dormers, aren't they, today?
Dormers, yeah, dormers looking both directions, but that...
Large plans and elevations.
It's very blocky as well, isn't it? You know, it doesn't seem to take into account anything other than having space, aesthetically.
Which way is that? It's southeast. Is that facing the neighbours southeast? Because there is a high up window. Well, it's a visible window at both ends actually. Proposed northwest elevation and proposed southeast elevation. So both elevations have got windows high up.
Residentially villagey kind of lane, isn't it? And I think the proposed development is not in keeping with
the rural nature.
Yeah, with effectively the road which is labelled as a lane. Yeah, it's
the other houses are around about sort of kind of quite low rise, aren't they?
They're bungalows.
That's kind of what I was saying.
There are some with dormers. There have been some roof conversions, but they tend to be forward and back.
Bit settled, yeah.
So they're not overlooking anyone.
I mean, there are more modern houses, but they tend to be tucked away outside, don't they, actually? They're kind of, kind of tucked up back, rather than being right on that prominent position.
There are indeed.
Size of the print. you look at all the other properties down there, nothing even close to the size of that.
In terms of height, is the one on Rose Lane, kind of the neighbour on Rose Lane, is that a similar height? That's
It's a bungalow, isn't it, actually?
It's
a bungalow. Or shallow.
Yeah. I was wondering whether the roof height was similar.
That size?
No, I know, but I mean, just it's just. I can understand if you have a lot of land around you, but with a minimal size garden, it's huge.
It's bigger than my garden.
Is there, just to clarify, it's one right on the corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the trouble with.
So their neighbour actually had a corresponding residence, don't they?
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's almost like they've built as a pair, almost.
Mm.
So that's going to. That kind of thing. It's going to. One's going to stand out against the other. Presumably, what we can do is submit a list of our concerns. Is that is that correct?
They've got to be valid planning reasons.
Yeah.
We can't just say
that
we don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what would our valid planning reasons be? It would be to do with being a sensible size on the plot of land as a development, and whether it would match the or not, whether it would enhance or the surroundings and things like that.
And also, I think, as Councillor Kilburn said, the space for children, things like that, and future residents, it just reduces the size.
The way that the buildings are spaced out is quite pleasing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the land around them gives them to breathe.
Aesthetically, they look better.
Yeah, it just gives it a nice sort of an ambience, really, doesn't it? Thank you. Just to have a refresher. I did go on the course, but it's nice to have a refresher. So it's kind of a detriment to residential amenity, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's my main concern.
And also, highway safety maybe during the building.
Layout and density of building design, visual appearance.
Yes. Density of building design is quite interesting, isn't it, in that area?
Yeah.
Do we know what the materials are on the...
They do list them, I think, somewhere. Another plan I was looking at.
There's potentially highway issues there, isn't there, because of the building noise and disturbance.
Well,
it's very temporary.
It's temporary.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't build something without creating some sort of noise and disturbance.
The guys who had their garage and did it extension thing done a bit down the road from there. The building there was on for ages, didn't it? But it, I mean, it looks nice now. Can you see? Oh,
there's the materials.
Thank you. I was just thinking about the finishes, I suppose. Weatherboarding. Exact colour to be confirmed by the client.
Unfortunately, I can't get the IDOX bit is not working for the making measurements. So I would like to see, I'd like to measure how much space they've left at the back of the property. Not very much, I don't think.
No, it doesn't look very much. It's going to be very close to the home, but... But I think aesthetically, it doesn't look in keeping with other properties down the lane, albeit it's a bit of a motley selection of different types of houses. It just doesn't seem to be something that would fit in with that type of period environment.
I don't know whether you can claim that actually though. Looking at the houses round about, the environment isn't really period. It's actually kind of relatively modern bungalows, isn't it? Actually.
It's an eclectic mix of bits and
pieces. But that particular little enclave is
It's 1960s.
Yeah, 1960s, 1970s bungalows.
Quite young, I feel.
It's not until you get a bit further down, kind of, there's a few, it starts to get a bit cottagey, doesn't it?
Mm.
But up to at that end of, I think it would be hard to say it's got to fit in with a certain period because all of the houses around it are not cottagey, are they, in any way?
Didn't mean it in the sense of period. I just meant I think it would just stand out compared with the size of the other properties.
I think I'm just being sort of picky on the terms in a way because we've got to be a bit careful how we pitch it, haven't we? You know, in terms of being legitimate. I think if you just kind of
No, you can't just say don't like it.
So we seem to be minded to object to this on the grounds of overdevelopment, too big for the plot, so leading to loss of amenity for future owners, potential overlooking of a neighbour where previously they've enjoyed privacy.
Mm-hmm. And that's referring to the number 26, isn't it? It would be number 26,
isn't it? Anybody make any further comment?
I think you could add in there might be highway issues.
Well, I was going to bring that up. To put a rider on that if planners are minded to approve the application, then there should be quite, imposed quite stringent restrictions on traffic movement, and there needs to be a traffic management plan in place, because otherwise you're just going to block two roads completely, leading to dangerous situations for residents driving around and severe inconvenience. Councillor Clark.
Do we have any control on the basis that we, it's now established, and they know this, that we own that land around the side,
mm-hmm.
that we can refuse them any access via that to get to the work site? Because you know what's likely to happen, the fence will come out and they'll be up and down that, because they're going to have very little other way of getting in there to do the work where the house is situated.
Yeah.
They're going to be very little other way of getting to it other than up out.
That's not a planning consideration.
I think it could. Couldn't we say that there is likely to be damage to council land?
I think surely that would just go in as a condition that they would have to reinstate.
It would have to be completely reinstated.
You can't object on the basis that they might cause some damage, because that's presuming that they're either A, not going to be careful, or B, not going to reinstate.
But I was asking the question whether we could say that they cannot have access to the property through council land. Is that possible?
I think that would be prejudging.
No, I'm just asking the question. I wasn't saying to put it in your letter, but I was just asking the question.
Would that be precluding foot traffic? Because, yes, we could prohibit them from driving vehicles across that verge.
Well, they'd never jump in a vehicle.
Yes, but it's land owned by the council for the provision of the public. You can't stop anyone walking across it, surely.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about materials and equipment and things backwards and forwards across it.
Well, as I say, if it's people on foot carrying that equipment, I'm not sure that we've got two legs to stand on and walk on.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I have a proposer for... Well, I'll propose my proposal. Does anyone want it read back before I get someone to second it?
Please.
Yeah, propose to object on the grounds of overdevelopment. it's too big for the plot, leading to loss of amenity for future owners. Potential to overlook neighbouring property where there was previously enjoyed privacy. And that if planners are minded to approve the application, then there should be stringent restrictions. Traffic, movement of traffic should be imposed. And traffic management plan should be put in place, if not there's potential for leading to dangerous situations for the local residents.
Yeah.
Dangerous situations and inconvenience. Yeah.
Councillor Clark.
Could we also add that it's size of the property being proposed, or the size of the extension being proposed, is not in keeping with the scale of other properties?
Yes.
It's not in keeping with the scale of other properties.
The development,
almost adjacent property.
Adjacent, yeah. I mean, we've commented it's too big for its own plot,
yeah.
But it's out of keeping with the size of the properties around it.
Yeah,
okay. This is the second part of that sentence.
What's seconded?
Seconded Councillor Clark. All those in favour? And that is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, item C is reinforcement of misaligned purlins by installing a blocking piece to bring the surface in a line and then splicing the joint with a splice plate. Councillor Barnes.
What's a purlin?
Not a clue.
What's a splice plate?
Isn't it just torping? It's
A purlin is a horizontal beam that is used for structural support in buildings.
Oh.
Most commonly, purlins are major components of roof structures.
Two more. Yeah, this would be an older building.
This is
thatched. Oh, it is.
So this very old. Mm. So one on the corner.
Yeah, it's the one that.
Yeah, so misalignment either.
So where you've got that.
Yeah.
Right, the bit that goes across there is a joist.
Yeah.
The bit that runs in between these are the purlins.
Okay, cool.
So the joist stops the thing from doing that.
Yeah.
It stops the bottom going out. The purlins stop these from all sort of collapsing together. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Your new job's really doing you well, isn't it?
I know. Who'd have thought that radiotherapy physics would know so much about structural engineering?
Seems entirely reasonable to you.
Yeah.
Support, no comment. Proposed to Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Barnes. Those in favour, unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Finally, item D is the erection of a 1.5-foot side extension to 29A the wall. Comments, please.
That's well back.
This is one up the stone drive next to the Bowls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All the way at the back.
Yeah, it's
tucked well away.
Yeah, it is.
You could do almost anything there and nobody would see it.
It is out of the way, and you know you're not really going to be. It's not going to have any visual impact on the road or the neighbours, etc. But the only thing I've sort of throw a bit of concern at is, on the basis that the attached building is thatched, is it going to be in keeping having something built like that?
Sometimes I think it can be. Done yeah. Quite well, can't it? You can't always make it match as long as it's done cleverly. It can work quite well to have a kind of juxtaposition like that. It just has to be done, yeah, as you say, synthetically. Yeah.
Well, they have a green roof linking the two.
Mm-hmm.
I see a little bit, but the speckled bit. Quite big again, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. But they've got the plot.
They've got the space.
They've got the plot,
to deal with it.
The charred wood thing is a feature of some old houses in Melbourne, I've noticed that before. There's one in Dolphin Lane now with a childwood thing going on.
So, looking at it, it's about the size of the existing, but as we say, they've got the space. They're not taking up, they're only taking up a small portion of their plot.
Mm. Kind of has a slight barn conversion feel to it, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, it has.
Actually. Which would be keeping the detached building.
Absolutely.
So, support, no comment?
Mm.
Can I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Cowley. All in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. Okay, moving on to item PL6721, enforcement updates. Do we have any?
No report.
Thank you. So that leaves item PL6821 to note the date of the next meeting, being the 8th of November. Thank you very much.